Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of a financial and economic nature, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. As we transform from the inside out, so does the world. Our world, the greater world, its economy, its finances, across the U.S., across every nation of our Mother Earth. We do this by opening ourselves up to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 48. Expand your beliefs. Expand your possibilities. Expand your beliefs. Expand your possibilities. As I read today's message, the image of Columbus came into my consciousness, as well as Einstein. These are two people from two very different, not just generations, we're talking centuries, who had within them the capacity to expand their beliefs and go beyond all accepted beliefs, not just their beliefs, the accepted beliefs of all other beings in their world, in their time, in their generation, in their area of specialty. Regardless of what others thought, they had this inkling inside that came up, this idea that defied everything in the known world. And when they went for it, they believed in the unbelievable. They allowed their inner view of things to unfold outside of them. They brought other people into their fold. And doing so, and practicing and following through with their beliefs, they not only changed their world, they changed the world view of what was possible. Columbus, of course, had the view that not only was the world not flat, he could sail across to another continent. There is no known reason for that to be true, but he went for it, for our continent here in North America. And he mapped out in his mind what that was like and the course he was to take, and believed what was not feasible in the known world, and then followed the path as it revealed itself. It's like following the light from lamppost to lamppost to lamppost, following the signs, whether they be birds or a piece of bark in the floating in the ocean. He had to believe so faithfully, to put his faith in something that was not visible, and to do so in the face of other people's criticism and judgment. And there were times where he had to go to others for financing, in his case, the Queen of Spain. So he had to be so convincing for others to trust in him that he trusted in this inner notion. Now that's faith. And then Einstein has his theory of relativity. They had this hunch, this intuitive knowingness. And so he starts with the inner knowing, when there's no outward explanation for it, develops a whole formula for it, based on a hunch. And yet, it all starts with that hunch, that gut feeling, that intuitive insight that allowed his mind then, the mental mind, to work it out And then the truth is revealed through his science that this is true. There's a message for each of us. We may not be Columbus or Einstein, and yet maybe we are. And the only thing holding us back is not believing with the conviction, faith, confidence, and trust that all those who achieve great things have. That's the only difference between you, me, and these so-called great explorers, adventurers, leaders in their field. They broke through whatever the belief system was of their time by following the inner calling, that voice inside. And they believed it. They trusted it completely with absolute firm, unquestioning belief about what was possible, literally meaning able, that can exist or cannot exist, the potential that is there. And the potential to believe this way is within us, within each of us. When I was thinking about the word potential, I had this image of a three-way bulb. And so I ask you, are you functioning right now at the 60 watt, at the 120 watt, or at the 300 watt? You see, you can change the switch. You can make it whatever you want. It will glow as brightly. You will glow as brightly. You'll be the life force within you as brightly as you allow your inner belief system to be. That's the grounding it needs. It's not the grounding outside of you. It's the grounding inside of you. How willing are you to believe in the inner hunches, the intuitive voice, God's voice, your angel's voice singing through you? How willing are you to believe in that dream that you keep seeing and hearing inside of you? That's the litmus test. That determines the voltage of the life force electricity flowing through you. If you believe a little bit, then you're on the 60 watt. You're willing to raise that level of belief, and now and then, you may be up to 120. If you turn it all on at all costs, without any regrets or looking back, and not depending on others to believe in you, now you're at full brightness. You are now at the 300 watt range. You hold the key. Yes, I know it is easier when you have others who believe in you. And as you believe at greater and greater levels, so do others around you. It starts with you. You hold the key to opening the door of possibilities with your degree of believing. And so we come back to today's inspired message. Expand your beliefs. Expand your beliefs. Be willing to spread out, to allow to unfold, to grow in size, to enlarge. Fill in the details. See every aspect. Believe convincingly. Convince yourself. Believe with the confidence that that voice that spoke to you is far greater than you, knows far more than you, and will never steer you wrong. Expand your beliefs. Expand your possibilities. Within each of us, is the potential of another Columbus, another Einstein. Also, as I was reflecting on today's message, I thought of another field. I thought of this field of sports. You know how often we watch this in the Olympics, that there are records that have stood for years, have not been broken, speed records, let's say, in running. Records that have stood for years have not been broken, and all of a sudden, the barrier is broken through, passed through, achieved. Someone believed in the seeming impossible. What appeared humanly impossible, it started with their willingness to believe in the seeming impossible. It's in every field, dear one, in every walk of life, in every culture. Within you is a dream. Your inner voice, your God voice, your angels have been singing to you, reminding you, bringing you images, bringing you words, gentle words, pictures, feelings of what is true. Within you is this greater dream, perhaps something totally alien to you, perhaps something totally out of your current field. Within you is this dream. It's incumbent upon you to expand your beliefs about this dream, to trust this dream. Totally. Trust that it can happen. To believe with absolute, unquestioning, firm belief. Visualize, feel this possibility. Go to wherever it is that seems to be calling you and feel it from the inside out. Walk that path. Breathe that air. Take it in. Hold this vision and be guided to next right steps. See within what is possible outside of you, even though it may not yet exist. You hold the key to what exists. The potent life force flowing through your dream, bringing it into reality. Whether it's a place to move to, a new career, a new product to bring in, a shift in how to act, how to respond to others, to allow yourself to be a vessel of love, all things are possible when you expand your beliefs. You hold the key, dear one. The power, the ability, the skill is all within you. You have the same access as Columbus and Einstein and the greatest athletes that have ever existed, or singers, or scientists, industrialists, environmentalists. You hold the key. As you expand your beliefs, you expand what is possible for you, for your family, for your community, for your country, for all of us across Mother Earth. I invite you to trust your dream and act on it today. Whatever that means for you, step into that dream today. Start with feeling the truth as you picture it in your inner mind. Expand your beliefs. Expand your possibilities. And now I invite you, join me in meditation. I invite you to breathe into your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. allowing yourself to float ever so gently into your heart center, focusing your attention inside. Perhaps it's as if you've been walking through a dense forest, barely able to see full sunshine. There's so many shadows and flickering light as you walk through this forest. And yet, there is a path. It may be through some rocks and sand, tree stumps here and there, and roots, fallen branches. Simply step over them and when you feel you're out of breath and can go no further, you pause, simply resting your back against a great tree, welcoming you to be re-energized with a life force energy. You rest for a few moments, fusing your body against the tree's body, feeling the life force rise up within you, finding the courage and the will to continue along your path. And so you do, noticing there's far more light ahead. Following this light inside of you, setting your direction like your inner compass on this light that's growing brighter and brighter inside, feeling greater peace and assurance. You are on the right path. And there seems to be an opening. There's sand at your feet. And as you look out, there's a great lake surrounded by a mountain ridge. And there's another branch, as if it's been waiting for you to sit on this bench provided by nature. And so you do. You sit down on this branch, this bench made from pure Mother Nature, giving itself up for you to rest here at this inner lake of transformation, gazing out. You breathe in this crystalline, bright, light air. Feeling the beauty and the peace and the magnificence inside and all around you now. Allowing yourself to drift into this lake. Allowing yourself to be one with this pool, this wellspring of divine. divine love at the center of your being. And as you step into this lake, you feel the life force growing brighter, electrifying you with this energy so full and light and energized you are. As it seems to spread out 360 degrees throughout your entire being, from your heart center out, lighting up every cell and atom of your being with this divine love. This life force power renewing you from the inside out, as if you, like an electrical outlet, have been plugged into it and feel the life force pulsating through every cell and atom of your being. And it feels like coming home. Feel it radiating out, dear ones, from your heart to your tippy toes, your fingertips, and the top of your head, warming you up from the inside out. Spreading across every limb, every organ, every cell of your being. The divine love essence, a pure God consciousness, raising your energy level to that of God's, the energy of yes, yes, and more yes. The energy of limitless possibilities, limitless. You think it, and it is true. You believe it, and it is done. Here, this inner sanctuary, this pool of God's divine love, wellspring of infinite wisdom, is a message for you, a message for you to embrace in this world of possibilities, the one that is here waiting for you to expand your beliefs in what is possible now for you, for the world. Listen. Listen. sweet, gentle voice. See past the veil of uncertainty and doubt. Feel this truth. Feel this truth. God's truth for you, for the world. Dear one, you may come back to this feeling, to this vision, again and again. Allow yourself to expand your vision, your sight, your hearing, your degree of believing. See it and feel it with all your senses. Know unquestioningly it is true. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back and to live your life from this place. Speak from this place. See from this place. Feel from this place. Act from this place. Hold this feeling inside with complete, firm conviction and trust that God is here for you and the way will be made for you. So, it's time to rise up from this inner lake, this wellspring of God's pure love, knowing it is within you and you are of it. Come back to that bench provided just for you. Rest for a moment, feeling such gratefulness, such gratefulness to be one with higher truth. And now, as you rise up again, time to walk the path back to your everyday living. And yet it seems so much brighter now, easier. You seem to almost fly down the path, as if you're smiling and waving to all the trees that supports you, lining your way. And coming again to the other end, inside. Breathing this pure, crystalline breath, this air from God. Long, deep, gentle breaths. As you rise up from our inner dream, becoming aware of your physical body temple again, breathing into your hands, now filled with God's divine life force energy, and into your feet, equally filled, and your heart pulsating God's divine love, and into your head, aligned with this truth. Welcome back, dear ones. Welcome back. Now we call on Carla, and we invite her to tone this truth.
Let your inner view unfold with trust, love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, and balance. Within me is a dream. We are vessels of God's love. Let there be grace. Om, 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 Atta.
And so it is. God bless. Namaste.